上周日，
Last Sunday,
我还在和朋友聊那个敢说真话的博主。
I'm still talking to my friend about that blobber who dares to speak the truth.
耿同学说，
Mr. Zheng said,
他那种风格出圈是早晚的事情。
It's only a matter of time before his style goes mainstream.
但风险也明明白白的写在那里。
But the risks are clearly stated there.
当时开玩笑说，
At that time, I joked that
再过一段时间，
in a short while,
说不定就看不到他了。
maybe I won't see him anymore.
结果你猜怎么着？就一周时间。
So, how did it turn out in just 1 week?
这个预判就真的应验了。
This is really a prediction.
耿同学讲故事，
Mr. Zheng tells a story.
他的火爆有多快？
How fast is his anger?
就是靠那股语不惊人死不休的劲。
It's all thanks to that unwavering determination.
直接把学术圈里面藏着的问题
expose the hidden problems within the academic community.
摊在台面上。
Lying on the table,
连续点名了好几位顶尖高校的资深学者。
Mention several top-tier university professors repeatedly.
从数据到图片，一条一条的对着抠。
From data to image, one by one, manually extracting.
有理有据。
Reasonable.
没有半点含糊。
No ambiguity.
尤其是同济大学那起事件。
Especially the incident involving Tongji University.
官方直接出手处理，一下子就把他推到了所有人的视野里。200多万的粉丝，视频。
The official directly intervened, immediately bringing him into the spotlight, with over 2 million fans watching his videos.
一条比一条火，评论区全是叫好的声音。
The comment section is full of praise.
说
saying.
终于有人敢站出来说真话了。
Finally, someone dared to speak the truth.
但是可惜啊，有谁想到这波热度来得有多猛，退得
But unfortunately, who would have thought that this wave of popularity would be so intense and the price of the stock would plummet?
就有多猝不及防。
Unexpectedly.
一周后的今天，
1 week later,
他发了条动态说，
He posted a status saying,
主账号被永久限制。
Made account permanently banned.
有商单权限也被永久封禁。
The account with a trading license has also been permanently banned.
你知道这意味着什么吗？
Do you know what it means?
就是说账号还在。
That means the account is still active.
但是新视频再也推不到大家的眼前。
But the new video can't be shown to everyone.
连广告接单的路也彻底断了。
The road to getting advertising orders has completely been cut off.
他自己也说，要是哪一天账号没了。
He also said that if his account was deleted.
希望大家别觉得他怂了。
I hope everyone doesn't think he's being cowardly.
其实上周日和朋友聊的时候，
Actually, when I was chatting with a friend last Sunday,
我们都知道这种定点爆破式的内容注定是走不远的。
We all know that this point-based explosive content is doomed to fail.
你挑战的不是一个小事，
You are not challenging a trivial matter.
是整个圈子里的潜规则。
This is a rule of the whole circle.
是那些自带影响力的人和事。平台。
These are platforms that feature influential people and events.
为了规避风险，最稳妥的方式。
The most reliable truth to avoid risk.
就是先把流量和商业路径掐断。
Just cut off the traffic and business path.
就像他自己说的那样。
as he himself said,
不是怕了
not out of fear,
而是环境里面的规则根本容不下这种直来直去的真话。
Instead, the rules of the environment simply cannot accommodate such blunt and straightforward truths.
请同学讲故事，从爆火到限流。
From a popular story told by female classmates to being restricted.
就短短的一周，他没有做错什么。
In just a week, he hasn't done anything wrong.
只是说了别人不敢说的话。
Just said what others were afraid to say.
做了别人不敢做的事情。
Did things that others dared not do.
可现实就是有一些真话代价真的太大。
Sometimes the truth is too expensive to bear.